This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 674. What to do when employees don't meet expectations, and 5 reasons why we need to develop leaders, both by Amber Waggaman of awcoach.co. And I'm Dan, I am your host and narrator, and welcome to Optimal Startup Daily. I am here with you every single day, reading from some great blogs on entrepreneurship that we find for you. And today I've got 2 separate posts from Amber, so let's get right to it as we optimize your life. What to do when employees don't meet expectations, by Amber Waggaman of awcoach.co. This may seem very simplistic, but it is not always the most comfortable task. The key is to approach the subject as soon as the expectation isn't met. If you let it continue, it'll be harder to approach and even harder to hold them accountable. Additionally, you might inherit employees who have been enabled and not held accountable for a very long time. This is a very common topic among my clients. Set a realistic expectation with yourself that this might be a long road to attempt a behavior change. You might have to do a cost-benefit analysis here and see if the ROI of investing your time is worth it. I'd break this down into 5 steps. 1. Seek to understand. Schedule a one-on-one meeting in a timely fashion. Ask them for their point of view. Reflect on what role you might have played in this. What's the root cause? Is it possible that they never knew what the expectation was that they unintentionally overlooked? Is it possible they don't have all the resources they need? For the purposes of building trust and relationship building, I suggest going into these situations with an assumption of positive intention. I've had many clients who assume negative intent with employees. People just want to take advantage. Or, they're doing this on purpose. When you assume negative intent, you are projecting and starting from a place of distrust. Great leadership behavior to model is assuming positive intent. Do your best to erase all preconceived notions and start fresh with every single situation. Communicate clear expectations and help them understand how their behavior impacts others. Example, quote, "When you don't communicate status updates, it affects X, Y, and Z members of the team because they can't move forward with their tasks. When they can't move forward with their tasks, A and B happen." End quote. 3. Depending on what the underperformance item or overlooked expectation is, you might need to collaboratively work with the employee to come up with an action plan. This can be engaging for them if they feel they have ownership in their development. 4. Hold them accountable. This step is where most people get stuck because it's uncomfortable, and oftentimes people feel as if they are babysitting and they don't want to feel that way. Consistent, ongoing feedback is crucial. As a leader, this is your responsibility. If holding others accountable makes you uncomfortable, let's talk about why and how you can gain confidence in this area. And 5, if they are still not meeting this expectation, move toward a formal performance improvement plan with specific consequences. Leaders, it's your job to first be a role model of accountability by holding yourself accountable. Lead by example. Always make sure expectations are clearly communicated. If you're modeling flaky behavior, not meeting deadlines or expectations, you can't expect others to do the opposite. Remember that one of the most disengaging and demotivating things you can do as a leader is to keep underperforming or toxic employees and not hold them accountable. Nothing will kill a great employee faster than watching you tolerate a bad one. 5 Reasons Why We Need to Develop Leaders, by Amber Waggaman of awcoach.co. Developing leaders should be a default, non-negotiable in every organization. Over 60% of companies offer no leadership training. Additionally, most organizations don't seem to track, evaluate, or analyze their turnover or hiring costs. Eek! Choosing not to develop leaders is choosing to remain stagnant. Here are 5 reasons why we need to develop leaders. Number 1, your company will be more profitable if you invest in leadership development. If you are an organization, your goal is probably to be as profitable as possible. You're missing out on profits when you don't develop leaders. Investing in leadership development has a high ROI because of the multiplier effect. Just as negative behavior ripples through an organization, so does highly effective behavior. Number 2, myth. Everyone inherently knows how to lead. No training is needed. Scientific studies suggest that leadership is 30% genetic and 70% learned. We generally promote based on technical skills or favoritism or other unsuitable reasons, and then throw these new leaders to the wolves. We mistakenly expect that leaders will inherently know how to lead and manage others. While some people are inherently more skilled than others, development is still crucial. The role of leadership is navigating human behavior, and this is not a simple thing to navigate. Number 3, the environment is rapidly changing. Leadership needs to have highly developed agility skills and the ability to motivate, engage, and prioritize innovation. By not developing leaders, not only are you missing out on strategically staying ahead of the competition, you're actually falling way behind and putting yourself closer to extinction territory. The organizations that recognize the value in developing leaders will be able to navigate this rapidly changing environment much more effectively and with less burnout. Number 4. Currently, baby boomers are retiring at a rapid rate. Some suspect the pandemic as the impetus. Millennials, the largest generation in the workforce, are being thrown into leadership positions wildly unprepared. Additionally, these millennials are experiencing the highest rate of burnout. They need and expect to be developed. Many are reaching out to me to invest in their own development. Either the organization has turned down their request to pay for their development, or they don't even care to ask because they are planning to find a better work environment. And number 5, developing employees starts with leaders. Undeveloped leaders don't fully grasp how to develop employees. There's a lack of delegating, lack of coaching employees on essential skills because leaders don't have these skills themselves and don't know how to coach others. Lack of holding others accountable. Lack of creating and nurturing a future pipeline of leaders. Employee development fails if you don't invest in leadership development. You just listened to the posts titled, What to Do When Employees Don't Meet Expectations, and 5 Reasons Why We Need to Develop Leaders, both by Amber Waugaman of awcoach.co. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Amber. Amber Waugaman provides crucial leadership development for leaders and employees. She partners with your organization to develop highly effective and high-performing leaders. Generally speaking, as mentioned in this post, people set leaders up to fail. They're promoted into leadership positions without providing them with the training, skills, tools, resources, and ongoing development that is essential to being a highly effective leader. Throwing leaders to the wolves with no development is not a viable solution if you want your organization to be sustainable, innovative, and agile. And this is what Amber and her team help with. and you can check out her website for more great resources, just come by awcoach.co. And as usual, I do have that linked in this episode's description. But that should do it for today. I thank you so much for being here and listening all the way through, and I will be back with you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.